This is the Composer's Datebook for September 26th. I'm John Zeck. The haunting melody we're hearing now is Kurt Weill's September Song. It was first heard by the public on today's date in 1938 in Hartford, Connecticut. It's the most famous tune from Knickerbocker Holiday, a Broadway musical by Kurt Weill. Weill was 38 years old at the time, and he'd been in America just 3 years. He left his native Germany after being warned that he was under imminent danger of arrest by the Gestapo. In Europe, Weill had been a successful composer of both concert and stage works, most notably the enormously popular Three-Penny Opera from 1928, a collaboration with the Marxist poet and playwright Bertolt Brecht. In America, Weill set out to establish himself on Broadway, but to remain faithful to the philosophical thrust of his European work. The text for Weill's Knickerbocker Holiday, for example, was by Maxwell Anderson, inspired by Washington Irving's fanciful Father Knickerbocker's History of New York. But in the Anderson-Weill treatment, the historical Dutch governor, Peter Stuyvesant, comes off as more of a proto-fascist dictator, a comic but very pointed reference in the year 1938, when both Hitler and Mussolini were at the height of their power. Until his untimely death in 1950, Kurt Weill's Broadway musicals continued to set serious subjects, ranging from psychoanalysis to South African apartheid, in a distinctive yet accessible style. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once news.